Phosphorus runoff from farm fields and discharges from sewage treatment plants and industrial sites contribute to spring and summer algae growth in many waterways. Two summers ago, the DNR's Dan Helsel talked of the pea soup scum in some large water bodies along the Wisconsin River.
Once those algae get to a certain density, they can actually release toxins or be hazardous to human health. But it also degrades fisheries because of low dissolved oxygen in some of the reservoirs.
But recently, the DNR and State Department of Administration released estimates that industries and municipalities statewide would have to spend $7 billion over the next two decades to meet phosphorus limits passed in 2010 before Governor Walker took office. The numbers come as state agencies work towards implementing a bill Walker signed last year. That measure allows cities and companies facing higher compliance costs to apply for a variance that would give the point source polluters more time to comply with the state phosphorus limits. In Milwaukee last week, the governor insisted he wants clean water, but
there's got to be a balance. We've heard for years from local governments that felt like the previous rules put in place were next to impossible for them to comply with. We're trying to do it in a reasonable way.
Environmental groups say the state isn't looking at the other side of the ledger, that water's turning a soupy green hurts tourism, fishing, and other things that boost Wisconsin's economy. Chris Kucharik is an agronomy professor in the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies at UW-Madison. Kucharik says any slowdown in phosphorus reduction puts the state behind where it should be.
We really need to start making some headway on these problems. They're not going to go away. And I think if we would have known what we know today 50 years ago, we would have been able to get on a better path.
But the state argues that the proposal going to public hearing in Rothschild this afternoon would also make municipalities and industries pay $50 per pound of phosphorus released, with the money going to reduce phosphorus runoff from non-point sources like farm fields, natural areas, and other locations. Laura Good of the UW-Madison Soil Science Department says a recent study in Dane, Green, and Iowa counties in the Pecatonica River watershed showed farmers can make significant reductions in phosphorus runoff.
Much of what they did was find ways to reduce erosion or the phosphorus that was available to runoff. They found ways to manage their fields that kept the phosphorus and sediment in the field.
A combination of federal, state, local, and private agencies helped fund the Pecatonica project. Elsewhere in Wisconsin and the Midwest, some farmers are getting help to try what's called a two-stage ditch. Water swishes through a farm ditch in Indiana that's been altered to add a little ledge to catch more runoff. Farmer Mike Long says controlling phosphorus pollution is part of a slowly changing environmental ethic.
The slow adoption is Grandpa did it that way, Dad did it that way, I'm going to do it that way. It's worked for everybody, but I believe there's a lot better way to do it.
If the Wisconsin DNR goes ahead with the idea of giving companies and cities more time to meet phosphorus standards, but meantime pay for more farmland projects, the U.S. EPA would still have to okay the idea. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.